Mishnah says, if a person says this animal should be a tmur for an oila, a tmur for a shlomim, he says those two statements as one. Rav Meir says the animal becomes a tmur for an oila. Rav Yosi says if the person, it depends. If the person intended to make this full statement from the onset, it wasn't because he changed his mind mid-sentence, then it says if he said it simultaneously, the animal becomes a tmur for an oila and for a shlomim. However, if the second statement was due to a change in mind, it only becomes a tmur for an oila. What would Rav Meir hold if the person says this animal should be a tmur for an oila and a shlomim without saying the word tmur a second time? What about what the person said, let half be a tmur for an oila and half be a tmur for a shlom? Abaya said that in this last case, Rav Meir would agree that both designations take effect, but Rava said the machlekes would even be in this last case. Rava asked Abaya, according to you, our Mishnah is difficult. The Mishnah speaks of where two intentions were had during the Shechita, which is like the case of saying that half should be for an oila and half should be for a shlom, and yet there's machlekes in our Mishnah. Abaya said, the act of Shechita is not viewed as happening at the very end of the act of the Shechita. Rather, it's viewed as taking place from the beginning until the end. The Mishnah is therefore speaking about where you intended for beyond this time during the cutting of one simen, let's say the trachea or the esophagus, and had an intent for beyond this allowable place during the cutting of the other simen. For the Gemara, the act of kemitza, which is done with two intentions, is like the case of saying that half should be for another, half should be for shlomim, and yet there's machloikas in a Mishnah. And for tomorrow, Abaye said that in that Mishnah also the cases where you had one intent during the kemitza of the flour and one intent during the kemitza of the levoina. In fact, Gemara, but what about the case of chatas mincha? There's no levoina, and yet there's machloikas when both intentions were had during the kemitza. And for tomorrow, Abaye said there actually is no machlekes in that case. Rav Ashi said, even if they do argue, we can say that they're arguing where he had one intention during one step of the halacha and one intention during the other step. Rav Simon Rashi held like Abaye, Rav Huna bar Nosson held like Rava. So Gemara Vayter Rav Dimi said that the view of Rav Meir is the same as the view of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which is that when two things are said, we give more significance to the first thing. We see this in our Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda says a general rule that if the intent for beyond this time was had first, the carbon is pigle and carries cars. Abaye asked Rabbi Rechana and Rabbi Yechon and said that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda actually both agree that we don't give more significance to the first thing that's said. If so, Rav Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Dimi answered, so you can't say Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi don't argue because we clearly see that they do. Abaye said they disagree only regarding the narrow matter in which they argue, but not more globally beyond that. In fact, we find that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi agree that where the person said, let the Oila designation take effect and then let the Shlom designation take effect, only the first designation takes effect. If he said, let this designation take effect only if that other designation also takes effect, everyone would agree that they would both take effect. Machlekes is where he said, this is a Tmuras Oila, a Tmuras Shlomim. In that case, Rameya says, since he added the word the second time, tmura, it shows that he was retracting from his first statement, and a retraction is ineffective. Rabbi Yossi says the reason he didn't just say tmuras oila and shlom is because he felt that would suggest that half would be a tmuras oila and half would be a tmuras shlom. He used the word tmura a second time to show that the entire animal should be a tmura for an oila and a tmura for a shlom. We see Rameya doesn't hold that we give more significance to the first statement that said. Rav Dimi answered, Rabbi Bechana says that they don't argue, but I hold that they do argue regarding this issue. Fractigamar Vaiter Ula or Bashaya asks, when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban argue in the Mishnah, is the case where the person had an intent for a kezias beyond his time, a kezias beyond his allowable place? Or was the intent a kezias beyond his time and, with the word and, a kezias beyond his allowable place? If the case is without the and, then maybe it's only over there where Yehuda says that we follow the first phrase. But if he said and, maybe he would agree that there's a mixing of intents and the carbon would therefore not be pigle. If the case is where he said and still Yehuda says we follow the first phrase, and certainly in a case where he didn't say and, he would follow the first phrase. And for tomorrow, we can answer from a question that Levi asked Rebbe. He asked, what is the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda if the kohen intended to eat a kezias tomorrow outside of its allowable place? Rebbe said, great question. The answer is, Dr. Rabbi, that this would make a mixture of intentions and it would therefore not become pigle. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said, this seems to be suggested by our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah gave the examples of a kezias tomorrow, a kezias outside of his place, and vice versa. And a half kezias tomorrow, and a half kezias outside of his place, and a vice versa. And then the Mishnah said that in those cases, Rabbi Yehuda argued. This would suggest that in other cases, he would agree that it's a mixture of intents that would not become pigle. Rebbe told him, the Mishnah only suggests that to you because I taught you the Mishnah as including the cases of and without including the word and. However, to Levi, I only taught one version, and when he heard the Talmidim learning both versions, it raises a question. It must be that Levi was taught the version of kezias beyond his time, a kezias beyond his allowable place, without the word and by asking him regarding the case of kezias tomorrow outside of his allowable place, and getting the answer from Rebbe that it's a mixing of intentions, without Rebbe getting annoyed at the question, it showed that it's only in that case that it's a mixture of intents. But in the case of and, there would be two separate statements according to Rabbi Yehuda. Based on this, we see that the proper version of the Mishnah is even with the word and.